Every Sunday, we try and bring you a prophecy update. There's certainly plenty to talk about. We end up talking a lot about advances in electronics and technology because it's so fantastic to me that the Apostle John on the island of Patmos predicted a time in which there would be the technology, the electronics available for everybody to be personally identified and to conduct business through some kind of an identifier, a mark on them or in them. It's been absolutely fantastic until about the last decade, and especially just the last few years, you see how this could actually be implemented overnight. The latest thing I came across has to do with medical advances that are pretty amazing. On July 31st, Financial Times posted an article titled, "Healthcare, Into the Cortex We Go." Excerpts read like this: pharmaceutical companies are moving beyond conventional drugs that interact biochemically with the body to build a big bioelectronics business that treats disease through electrical signaling in the brain itself. Neurological problems from stroke and epilepsy to depression will be treated through electronic implants into the brain rather than pills or injections. I wonder how that'll work at the pharmacy. But anyway, even diabetes and obesity will be attacked in ways that seem like science fiction today by sending electrical signals to malfunctioning cells. Now, until I mentioned obesity, you thought I'd never do that, but now, hey, it's a billion-dollar industry. I'd do it to lose weight. According to another article, stroke and Parkinson's disease patients may benefit from a controversial experiment that implanted microchips into lab rats. Scientists say the test produced effective results in brain damage research. In addition, the U.S. government has been working on implantable microchips that would monitor the health of soldiers and also enhance their abilities in the field. Sounds like a video game. The installation of a neural implant, relatively simple, I'm told. Under anesthesia, an incision is made in the scalp, a hole is drilled in the skull, and a device is placed on the surface of the brain. Diagnostic communication with the device can take place wirelessly. Probably AT&T wouldn't work, but Verizon. Anyway, when it is not an outpatient procedure, imagine you just kind of shut off when you're out of... But when it's not an outpatient procedure, patients typically require only an overnight stay at the hospital. So you understand this. They can put a chip on your brain to help you with your health in general. Obviously, they could put anything they want on that chip. It could identify you. You could do all of your buying and selling just by existing. And so when John said there's going to be some kind of a mark on your hand or forehead, he was serious. And we're the generation that can see that come to fulfillment. Is this the mark of the beast? No, of course not. I don't know what the final form of that's going to be. For one thing, as I always tell you, the mark of the beast is a particular event that takes place in the future, after the rapture of the church, in the middle of the Great Tribulation, when the man who we call the Antichrist takes over the world government and says, hey, now that I can identify everybody and you're all conducting business electronically by these identifiers, why don't you swear allegiance to me, declare that I'm God, and I won't kill you. And multiplied millions of people will do that. Many will not, and they'll be persecuted and killed. So the mark of the beast is not going to sneak up on you. It's not your social security number. It's not a credit card in your wallet. It's not even an implanted microchip. It's something that a person will decide to do during the Great Tribulation. We see the signs that this could happen overnight. Might be something like this, might be something even more fantastic, but it tells us that we are in the last days. And what we're looking for, of course, is the rapture of the church. Jesus coming to resurrect, rapture his church before that great and terrible day of the Lord. So get ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.